MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Martin Ackerman, Chief Economist at Citadel. Martin, always appreciate the early morning time. Let's take some offshore thoughts first. Global growth, I mean, we're notwithstanding a volatile year in markets, concerns around tariffs, we're actually still getting growth through. And you make a point as well, as even the US may be a bit softer, but we're not looking at a recession necessarily at all.
Yes, morning, Simon. Thanks for the opportunity. I think if we had this conversation in January, the outlook was very different. And I think everyone will say that, the outcome this year is totally unexpected. So we're sitting with major economic challenges, mm-hmm. yet markets are flying, and so who's right? Someone, is the market right or is the fundamentals right? But having said that, I think, especially in April when Trump stood up with the first round of tariffs, the general expectation was that the world could probably go into a recession. Yeah. And now looking back, for very different reasons, but the U.S. slowing, but, probably going to get closer to 2% capacity growth, coming off a very high 3-odd% before the tariffs. Mm-hmm. So that's not a calamity. And then, the rest of the world, especially the developed markets, Europe, UK, really picking up a lot of fiscal spend and also defense spending. But nevertheless, they're coming from a very growth slump. So it seems like the world will probably muddle through. The world is probably more resilient to these tariffs than most expected. And maybe we're also learning some lessons that the world started to, diversify supply long before Trump actually arrived on the scene.
Actually, that's a great point because, of course, the pandemic and the whole, everyone had sort of, they'd done the just-in-time supply chains and changed those post-pandemic. You mentioned Europe, UK, slow but positive recovery. Heading in the right direction after what's been, a stagnant many, many years.
Yes, I was still slightly concerned. They are coming from almost no growth, and it seems like they're converging with a kind of capacity growth in line with the US. But the big challenge there is still a lack of productivity, mm-hmm. high energy cost, aging population, a lot of immigrant issues that they need to resolve, and they be what I call between a rock and a hard place. They're between Trump tariffs on their goods, mm-hmm. and they get dumped by cheap Chinese goods, and that's why the auto industry is I think it's a sunset industry for Europe. So the rebound that you're seeing right now, most of it unfortunately is on the back of the fiscal spend to get that defense target to 5% of GDP. Mm-hmm. And the concern is, that's what we call not productive spend. So you build a couple of tanks and bullets.
Yeah.
Touch wood, you're not going to war. So that's a once off. Very different, that kind of investment tailwind compared to when it's long-term productive assets, like, building new roads and infrastructure and those kind of things. So I think, yes, they're looking better now, but we're very concerned about the sustainability of that.
And that then brings China into it because they're doing a shift. They've sort of been an investment-led growth for the last couple of decades, and they are sort of moving to consumption, trying to get the Chinese population to spend and grow that economy, get it growing via consumption. Is that working for them at this point? It's early days, but are we seeing it working?
Yeah, it's they want to make their growth also more sustainable because at the moment they're very much reliant on the rest of the world with exports, mm-hmm. and then also infrastructure. But the thing about the infrastructure is they already got overcapacity in the property market. And that's, reflected in property valuations going down. So they've got serious yeah. issues to get the consumer to play a bigger role. The consumers are, very exposed to property. Mm-hmm. So when your property sector is under pressure, then that's, reflecting consumer confidence. And then, when you don't feel good, you don't spend that much. So they still struggle to tilt that balance. And this year, again, exports, despite the tariffs, are one of the biggest drivers for economic growth. An interesting thing there is the exports are up double digits this year. And that includes a minus, I think it was 27% to the US. So it already shows you that, back to my point, you know, the world is already more resilient and less reliant on the USA. We just trade with other countries. If you look at emerging market trade in the 80s, that was about 25% with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's now more than 50%. So it just shows how quickly, you know, we're finding different trading partners, and that makes the world more resilient.
Last question, if you bring it home, South Africa, kind of notwithstanding global headwinds, obviously gold has massively helped our equity market, but we're seeing green shoots in places. Eskom's working, Transnet's coming back, and governance is there, the GNU is holding, tax revenues, cautious optimism, an overused phrase, but really fits well here.
Yeah, all of the above. I think you're spot on there. It's same thing. You know, if we had this conversation in January, let's say February, if we couldn't table a budget, our bond yields was 11%. It was really gloomy, and then magically, you know, this President Trump that we were all worried about made two decisions. You know, he passed a tax bill which put a question mark on the dollar, so the dollar started to slip, and then the reverse of that is the gold that started to run. And here we sit on the South of Africa, and we benefit hugely from that. And the other thing, in that same tax bill, you know, he scrapped the subsidies on electric vehicles, which kickstart the run in platinum to an extent. Here we sit with a major tailwind from the commodities. But not only that, I think, you know, you're 100% right. There are definitely green shoots. We are seeing some of the policy reforms starting to show some results. Quite a healthy turnaround in terms of cargo on Transnet, as an example, from a low base. Electricity seems to be, you know, the lights are staying on. And, yeah, I think the Government of National Unity looks like they're finding their feet. And that is so important. You know, if there's any crack there, that just puts the question mark again around everything that we're trying to achieve.
Yeah, and so far it's holding, and I keep on forgetting we had to do the budget three times before it worked. Kind of year it was that almost pales into the background. You leave it there, Martin Ackerman, Chief Economist, Citadel. Always appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.